wasn't just the feeling I went to Toronto, it was just the feeling I got from investors was, yeah, like the worst is over with. Everybody's like walking around Toronto, whatever, is smiling. When I went there, everyone, November, you know, like, it was bad. So,
and then recent sales analysis, like the type of stuff John's showing you, is showing us that, you know, when we scaled back a bit, so our the real revenue we were generating matched our expenses in terms of salary, this type of sales analysis that John's been doing, and that's showing you a little bit of here, is showing us that maybe we don't have to cut our expenses so much because there's a lot of revenue being left on the table, right? It's this missing backfill and all these pockets that if we were on top of that bill, what we're seeing, and especially if we were on top of new handset releases, we would see spikes in revenue. That's what the end sales analysis has showed us. There are spikes in revenue that occur when a new handset's released, that if we're not caught up on the backfill and into the like, very proactive forward filling, I guess we call it, we're missing out on those revenue spikes. And that's affecting our bottom line. Like, that's why we've had to reduce our expenses. But this sales analysis is really important, and I think that's where John is coming from on this. We want to catch those sales spikes because we've seen them, they're real. We put these games in all the time on so many. It's a recognizable pattern. I think you said it already, but what's the percentage of game sales within the initial what phase of a handset launch?
80% or 60%.
Yeah, 80% in 60 days or something. So think about that, what that means in terms of missing a new handset release, right? We're going to get to it eventually, and we're going to get 20% of the potential revenue if we've been on for 60 days. So.
And I can
go ahead and order.
Well, yes, and I think that's where we're coming from with this. It's sort of a chicken and an egg problem. We're testing a lot, we're making sure we're caught up on brew backfill because John analyzed this awesome. More revenue potential there than we had anticipated. And then it's a chicken and egg problem, right? Like, how do we reach this backfill without having more accumulation, more footers? So we're trying to use these figures as sort of a justification that we can hire because, you know, if you build it, they will come, so to speak, right? And if we can get some more, we can really push to get into this backfill mode like, that we're doing, but just continue pushing for it. We can get more footers, we can get more. I think not that we can. I think we have to sort of right to.
Yes, long term strategy too is like that churn on handsets is it differs from carrier. The churn is like 6 to 18 months, and if you're and probably and because of that curve as well. The curve points to that when you buy your handset, you're also exploring its capabilities. And when I got that one. From LG and TELUS. There's actually a game icon on the desktop on the device. You click on it and you get to the game deck. The handset manufacturers are tuning the way that content is exposed to them. So there's actually higher and higher sales being made on these devices. But so they're exploring the handset, they find game, they look on what's on deck, and they might buy something. If we're there and they buy our game, the next time they replace their handset, they're more likely to go back to that same game because we know our games are pretty top quality. So, for example, like Texas Hold'em, like locking them into the Texas Hold'em game brand, the next time they buy a handset, they'll likely buy Texas Hold'em game again, and we keep them as a customer as opposed to letting them convert to one of the tour or the other Texas Hold'em games. So yet another reason to be there from the start. Longer-term strategy to that.
Yeah, customer retention is important, of course, but also carriers' customer bases aren't static. They're not just working on retention either. We're working on growth. So that new handset, for those new handsets, also reflect all people who are just getting their first phones or their first phones on those carriers that we have to support. And speaking to the whole spike syndrome, this has existed in other non-sales terms before as well. We have, I don't know if any of you know how speaker statistics work, but you know, you buy speakers and they have a wattage associated with them. They have two stats. One is the peak, and the other is called RMS, and it's a mean output. And when we consider these spikes, carriers are predictable. Every carrier has to, in their own business model, ship new handsets. So if we can build our own business model around supporting those new handsets, we build those spikes into our own sales forecast. And then you just take the tops off those spikes and we can figure out a new sales over the year. So we have to start considering our support in those ways.
So what Joshua was saying about, Joshua was saying that you buy a new handset, like if you're not there, somebody might get itchy to play poker after a week of having a new handset and buy a little poker tour. Also, when somebody gets a brand new shiny handset, and that might be the only time they read the manual, that might be the only time they explore all the menus, they might try out to purchase. I would think that, like, getting a brand new thing out of a box and you want to load it up with some stuff. I know, like, when I first got the iPhone, I bought, like, everything in that first month, and then I don't really buy too much anymore. Like, I got enough stuff to play with for a while. And I think that's a psychological explanation of why this is front-loaded for the first 60 days, but I think there's even another spin on why we want to be there when a handset comes out. Not every game publisher is there when a handset first comes out. You know, especially for Canadian carriers, right? Like if you buy a new phone and Magma games are the only games, I'm not saying our games are great enough to stand on our own against the competition, but if you're the only game in town, even better, right? Like if the other guys haven't shown up on that first week or 2 weeks, if you are deployed, there is nothing else to buy, right? They're going to fill it with Magma content. So,
like iPhone is a meta example of that. When it launched, there's a small subset of games on it, and everybody was buying them. You saw all this like hype and news about Sega, whatever it was, Monkey Ball or something.
Yeah.
So it was selling tons of those because it was like one.
They cashed in huge, millions and millions of dollars.
And it's like dollars. Whatever, 1,000 games, so you're competing in a different realm.
It'd be nice to cash in a little bit on each and every one before this first, right?